So we have in this week's parsha, the mitzvah of Tzedek Tishpon HaMisecha, which Chazal, Moran Shu, has multiple pshatim in what that means. One example, Chazal says it means the dayan shouldn't be showing any favoritism to one party over the other party. That's one example of it. But one pshat, the Moran says it means that when you judge other people, you should judge them favorably. You should judge them favorably. So it always bothered me that the language of tzedek, tishpon HaMisecha, seems to not make sense. So the word tzedek means correctly. It's righteous is from the word right, as opposed to not right. So if you think about the word tzedek, so they say there's a famous line that somebody asked Chaim Erzer, everything that Kodesh Baruch Hu created, he created for a reason. Why does he create a kruma cup? Kruma cup means like this, you know, people think, you know, he doesn't think that, he thinks strange, you know. So he said, a kruma cup was created to down the chastos. You know, this way you come up with like the weirdest scenario. The reason why it happened is because of like really? Like, you know, like what are the chances of it happening because of that, right? So the Shashem created this thought process, and that we're calling that tzedek. You want to call it chesed, it's a chesedus, it's beyond the letter of the law, it makes sense, you know, you have to be, you know, email doesn't make any sense, you know, you got to do it, right? I got it. But why is it called tzedek? First problem. The second question is, so what's the pshat of this mitzvah of tzedek tishpon HaMisecha? So, I mean, I remember one time reading an essay, a woman was writing an essay, you know, you get like in this mood, like you're just in a bad mood. So she got on the bus, and like, she's basically like judging everybody in the bus. Like, you know, that lady, she's like, you know, like, why are you judging? I bet I did. Just mind your own business and think about yourself. And you're like, I'm sitting here judging. Are you good? You good? What are you doing? Like, why are you doing? You know, like, don't be shy for b'chlal. So maybe the mitzvah means, listen, we know that you have this proclivity to do things which are bad anyway. You judge evil, you shouldn't be judging. Won't you judge, you at least judge good. Is that the mitzvah? You know, like, you know, it's like, it's a b'di'evin mitzvah. You know, like, you know, mitzvah l'charchila, you know, mind your own business. But b'di'evin, is that the pshat? I once had a maisa here with one of the bachurim. So, and when I first came, the first year, so I was the unofficial mashgiach of yeshiva. It was just a baron to myself, and the baron, at being the quintessential mirror that he was, these things just weren't like, he didn't notice things and tells us, like, you know, my training was like to be aware of things, etc. So I dealt with a lot of the issues, etc. So once I'm the mashgiach, so then people have to dislike me because you're supposed to dislike the mashgiach. It's part of the job. So Neubacher comes, and like I haven't really had too much interface with him, and he's already giving me like attitude. Like, you know, and one day I stopped and said, like, you know, someone's like, what's with the attitude? He says, well, Rebbe gives me dirty looks during davening. I said, I don't want to burst your bubble. You're not important enough to me that I spend my time staring at you during davening. I'm thinking about something else, or I'm looking at the guy behind you. I'm thinking about you. Like, well, why do you think? I have so much, like, my job in life is to spend time worrying about you and being negative about you. I better think through my life than you think about you. Like, you know. He said, really? I said, yeah, really. Yeah. Like, you know. So that broke the ice, and we had a very good relationship. But just don't judge. It doesn't sound like that. It doesn't sound like the mitzvah is to judge favorably. L'chav schus, right? So why are we doing that? Now, the mitzvah, the way the Mishnah Berurah brings it, excuse me, the way the Chofetz Chaim brings it down, when he talks about the halachas, he talks about the context of Lashon Hara, that a person has a chiyuv to down l'chav schus, and a person does it down l'chav schus, and then proceeds to say Lashon Hara based on that. So besides being over the verb, he's also over the Lashon Hara. So he goes through the Klalim and he based on the Ben Yonah, and he says that the Ben Yonah basically comes out, if you have an average person and the two possibilities are equal, you have a chiyuv to judge favorably. Person who's a tzaddik, you have a chiyuv to judge the person favorably, even if the odds seem to be stacked against him. And a Rasha, you don't have a chiyuv to judge favorably. In other words, there's makaris which indicate you should actually judge him the opposite. Person who's known to be a Rasha. Okay, so but even the average person, there's a concept of theme, sure as I did, to judge him favorably. So again, so So I can argue in the scenario where you see a tzaddik doing something which clearly seems to be wrong, and so I gave this mitzvah, the judgment favorably, there's a mitzvah that you know maybe that you shouldn't look at such a person in a negative way, so the chiyuv will try and judge him favorably. But again, so that's why we call it tzaddik yishmor mesecha. So maybe that's the mitzvah. Okay, so that's the background to the questions which have been bothering me for a long time. So in number two, the mission of us talks about the concept of Dan Lechavschus in two different ways. In the first parak in Pirkei Avos, so Yeshua and Prachka says, "Have we done us kol adam lechavschus?" The fascinating morale on this Mishnah. Morale says, "Asel lecharabach kenel lechachaver." Have we done us kol adam lechavschus? Says, "What's the hemshach of the Mishnah?" So asel lecharabach kenel lechachaver. We understand that you know, the person has to have people in his life which will give him feedback. He has to have a Rebbe, he can give a drachi, even a chaver. Certain times a chaver has a better way, can give more feedback than a Rebbe. Sometimes you know, a person is more receptive to hear from a chaver. He says, if you can't don the chavschus, you're not going to have a rav or a chaver, because everybody's gonna, you're eventually going to sour on everybody. Nobody's perfect. Kadosh Baruch Hu is perfect. Human beings are not perfect. So you see, every time you're going to see what they're doing and start judging them in a negative way, you're not going to have a Rebbe anymore. You're not going to have a chaver anymore. So that's the hemshach of the Mishnah. But here the language is heavy done is called lechavschus, and the Mishnah in Perek Beis. So there's multiple Mishnayos written by which are quoting Hillel. So he has his whole list of things. So here the language, don't judge him, which basically the Rebbeinu Yonah over there says, and that's never going to happen. If I don't have his, like one thing, I can't understand why he gets so upset. You know, you're right, you can't understand because you have a different personality than he does. The person may feel human beings differently. This guy happens to be more prone towards getting excited about things, right? We had an example of this earlier on this evening, right? And some people are more laid back. So you're right, you cannot understand them. So you can't judge him. The guy's an anger problem. No, he's a different person than you. So if you would have the same personality and the same life circumstances and the same parents and the same upbringing, you might do the same thing as him. So Rebbeinu Yonah actually says that that's the Hemshech of the Mishnah. You're so confident you would do better. So you're being ma'amim ba'atzmacha. You know what? You never know. And one day you might end up being in that same situation as him and do the exact same thing as he did, or worse. So what do you judge? Who gave you right to judge him? So here the language is, don't judge him. So here the language is, not to judge. The first one says, you should judge the chavschus. And here it says, don't judge, which, of course, is really impossible. And I remember I read once, I cannot tell you where, because I don't remember anymore. Besides, if I did, I probably would be embarrassed to say what it was anyway. Like there was maybe it was in Dale Carnegie. The quote over there was that, you know, the Indians used to beseech their Getchka that they should not judge a person until they walk in their moccasins. You know. So what are you judging for people? Okay, so maybe the Mahalach is like this. Here, there's two pieces, fascinating pieces over here from the Ben Yair. The first one from Ben Yair is in Shari Aleph. He goes through the Ikari Yeshuva. And he's a moment at the beginning, he's discussing the concept of Tshuva, etc. Redeemer Shalom HaMelech Olam HaShalom Al Dvar Tshuva. Shalom HaMelech talks about Tshuva. Appeared by Inyan and Azet, and he says the following. Pasuk Pesach Devarah, Pasuk Mishnah says, "Baloitz Tzadikim Rabba Tiferes, Mekum Rishoyim Chupas Adam." So when the Tzadikim are singing, literally means that you know they're out there talking, comes Tiferes, comes glory, and Mekum Rishoyim Chupas Adam. When the Rishoyim come around, so then people are sought out. What does it mean? Pirish. Tzadikim mefarim mechabim b'nei adam. Tzadikim look at people in a positive way. Kamayla Torah, my name says, on what's good about them. But the Rishoyim, on the other hand, look for negative in order to pull the people down. Even if they've done tshuva, you know, right? When you were 17 years old, you said this stupid thing, so that's it, you're done. Right? You know, the guy changed, grew, recognizes, that doesn't help. It doesn't help. And then you make tzaddikim. Now, v'achak amar mechasip shav lo yatziach v'moed v'oiz av yiruchim. So a person who covers over his averus is not going to be successful. But a person who is moed v'oiz av yiruchim. Now, the Rebbe Yonah earlier takes his pasuk moed v'oiz av yiruchim and makes that the primary pasuk for tshuva. He says that there are three primary elements of tshuva. The three primary elements of tshuva are charata, azivah sachetz, and vidui. So he says, and that's in this pasuk, moida is vidui. He says that a person is not mitzvah until he's mitzcharetz. Voiza means he stops doing it. So this pasuk is the pasuk, which he sees is the pasuk of tshuva. But what the Rebbe Yonah is saying now is that if you want to understand that pasuk, you have to see the pasuk beforehand. Because beforehand is tzaddikim looking good and Rishonim looking bad. And not do tshuva. Like, okay, so what's the hemshach? Why does the Rebbe Yonah, I mean, Mishlei, the psukim seems to be, sometimes to be somewhat haphazard. Well, let's give that for a second. But the Rebbe Yonah is not learning like that. He's saying, Shlomo Melech is discussing Dvar Tshuva. And he goes to the pasuk beforehand as an introduction to the concept of the tshuva. So why does he go to the pasuk beforehand to the concept of tshuva? You know what? Your tzaddikim are see positive, Rishoyim see negative, and do tshuva. Like, what's the shayitas? And he goes through. See, he talks about this idea. Mechasim shalom lo yashliach. So Chazal deal with. So when should you publicize your averus? When should you cover them over? The more Yuma says that a person should mechasim shalom lo yashliach. Person, the more says that's one pasuk. You shouldn't cover your averus. And the more that's this pasuk of Mishlei. There's a pasuk and tell him that if a person says his averus, it's considered wrong. So the more says we don't know what chaveira. You should admit publicly. Because people know about it. But on the malkum, which people know about, you should admit that you've done something wrong. But on the malkum, which is not known, it's a chutzpah, saying, you know what? Kadosh Baruch Hu meant so little to me that I did a veiris to him. So why are you talking like that? Don't talk like that. Don't talk about it. So he introduces that concept that if you've done something wrong, you need to be willing to publicize it because you have to admit there's something wrong. So now, so then, in the next line of the Rebbe Yonah, says, and this is the three chalakim of tshuva. So, it's not clear in the piece why he sees that as an introduction, but he clearly sees that as an introduction to the concept of tshuva. And he says the fascinating thing is that the nature of tzaddikim is to look positive, the nature of rishoyim is to look for negative. Now, I've been through yeshiva. Mashgichim are very good at finding the negative. Like, you know, and my friends said, no, don't worry, yeah, but it's fine, you're good, no problem. They're not the biggest tzaddikim in the world. They're not. I mean, some of them. Right? I mean, of course, I only hang out with like the best. Yeah, but same, so what does he mean? He does it again, interesting, later on. This is in, so that's in Shar Aleph. Again in Shar Gimel, it's about the Hechos Lashon Hara. He says this idea again. So it brings the pasuk Avilim Yolitz Ashem Uben Rishorim Ratzin. Halu Yolitz Chayav Ki Chabes Mumi Ben Yodim Bashmosam Yitzim Hem Doifi. He talks about the negative things of people. V'Yidaber Lelam Mishvach Hashem B'Dabar Toiv Adim Sabah. He doesn't talk about the good things about people. V'Amoshal Zeh Ki Azum Mil Oilam Bo V'Noch Kula Mal Mekayim Azalichluch. The flies always look for the dirt where the dirt is. Avilim Yolitz Lashon Yachid Al Kalecha Be'echa Min Avilim. Okay, then he brings people which are psulim poisel. With dark lips, so that's a Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara in Kedushin says there was a person who used to walk around calling people mamzer. So the Gemara getting the fourth parak. The Gemara says that I think Rabbah said look into his yichas. It turned out he was a mamzer. So the Chazal say, Kol Pasul is Pasul. The person who claims Pasul on other people, he himself is Pasul. If they look at the positive, then he brings a story. So the Chavos of Omos brings this, that once they were traveling together, Chacham and this Talmidim, and they passed by a dead animal, a corpse. So the Omer Adam Kama Musrachas Nevelazu. So one of them, the people there, said, "Ah, oh, it smells horrible." Look how white his teeth are. Everything's got something good, right? It's got white teeth. It stinks. Right? He didn't want to talk negative. We want to talk positive. Okay. So the Rani Yonah is telling us that the tzaddik, the tzaddik of seeing negative is the province of Rishoyim, and that's the province of tzaddikim. But he ties into this Chazal called Poisol. Called Apostle is Poisol. I don't remember where I heard this. I saw this maybe. There was a person was dealing with a fellow who he came to Rebbe for Hadracha. The young man who was a very angry, negative individual. And he was, you know, it was. So he would really put people down and find negativity, etc. So the Rebbe, the Gadol said, tell him whenever he gets upset at somebody, think about something positive about himself. He didn't say think of something positive about the other person. Because I'm not in the mood to think positive about the other person. Think of positive about yourself. So what was he saying? He was saying the following, that the nature. Why are we negative? Because kol posel is posel. If I'm upset with myself, and I'm angry at myself, and I don't like myself, I'm not in a happy mood. But I don't like admitting that that's my problem. So I say, well, the world is a mess, and the people around me are a mess, and he's a mess, and he's a mess, and he's busy seeing the mess around the world. The person who says that. I'm in a good situation. I really, you know, everything is wonderful. Is able to see the positive in other people also. The person who is in this negative state will see negative. And that was the essay the woman wrote. She got on the bus and she was in a negative state. She was just seeing negative, like this evil eye, as she called it, like everybody on the bus, because she was in a negative mood. So the Gadol said, when he starts getting negative, think something positive about himself. And Mela, it'll get him out of that mood. There's a fascinating idea that the Rani Yonah is saying called Apostle Poisel. I once, just on the side of that, I once, there was an article, somebody wrote an article against Moshe Feinstein, one of these newspapers, about that Moshe issued a certain psak because Moshe is the game dover and it helps his yeshiva, da 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 da. I can't imagine, you know, I couldn't believe the guy published this thing, you know, publicly in some type of a letter. I just couldn't believe, and I said, you know, all he's doing is pointing a finger at himself. He's a person in that situation would decide based on his negiyas. So he projects that negativity onto Moshe. He can't imagine there's people like Moshe Feinstein who are able to rise above the situation and give it and look at it objectively, even though it affects them. There's a concept, Yishu talks about the concept of Sheikha, when Sheikha doesn't apply, when it does apply. All right, so I once asked my Rabbi Yeshayahu, and he says, really, oh, I can't pass it, I'm the gay lover. Now, there are other kinds of, I asked him questions, which theoretically could have been relevant to him. I mean, and he did Paskin. So he was being Masharban, you know, in his own situation, whether he felt that the Negius was affecting him or not. When I discussed the idea about leaving Tel Zashiva, he said, go. No, maybe he was the Gavad Dover over there. Okay. So, The idea, so the first point that Rabbi Yonah is introducing is the idea that if a person has this negativity inside of themselves, they're going to project it. This is the psychological concept of projection. The tzaddikim look positive. I once heard from Rabbi Zevlev, it says that Bilam had an eye in raw. Sukkim discussed Bilam having one eye. He says, why did Kadosh Baruch Hu give you two eyes? Because one eye gives you a 2D. And both eyes gives you a 3D, right? One eye is a flat perception. Both eyes gives you a true depth to the, says one eye is for seeing, you have to notice the things which are which have to be corrected. And one eye is to see the good. So when you use both eyes, you have a true perception of the individual. You have you have depth to it. You look at only one eye, you see the flat perception, and you see the negativity. So it says Bilam had an eye in raw. That's what he suggested. Bilam has the eye in raw, whereas the correct way of looking at it is that you need two eyes. That was the point that he said. Now the next piece over here, I just went through the Gemara with him in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos over there is a wild case. Well, this fellow went to the Morris, he went up into the Galil Elyon, and he worked over there, and he worked his kishkas out. He asked, time to go back home was before the Yom Tovim, and he said, I don't have any money. I don't have any pay you. So he says, okay, so give me tua. He said, I don't have any tua. It's Erev Kippur. He says, give me payrus. Give me karka. I don't have any karka. Give me behemoth. I don't have any animals. He says, give me some linens. I don't have those either. So he went home. After Sukkot, he comes, the Baal HaBos comes, and he pays him and brings a nice meal. They get together. He says, ask you, what did you think? So he said, money? I thought, you had a great business opportunity that came up, and you tied up all your money. He says, what about the payers? You hadn't taken Meister yet. What about the animals? You rented them out. What about the karka? He says that you had given it over to people to work, so you couldn't give the karka. It says, what do you think about when I said the Elam Karmic sources? They said that maybe you were Makdash in Rechos and Tishamai. Now, the case over there, and then he says that, and he goes, it was really true what happened. He goes, it was true. And so, like, Yudam Lechavskus, Kodesh Baruch Shadan Yudachavskus. What are the chances of this being the story? Right? I mean, like, they're not high. It's not, you want to go with probabilities? My mathematician will work out the math over here, right? It's not probable. And the Gemara brings two more stories along the same lines, which the same idea. Like, it was glaringly obvious that there was something wrong over there, and they judge him lechavstus. So, how do you eat that? I'll skip number 7. Let's go to number 8 for a second. Number 8 is a piece from the Ali Shurim. It's Kelly Bays. So Volba writes, it's fascinating, the way Al-Shur Kelly Bays works. Okay, so Volba wrote the Sefer Al-Shur. So what is Al-Shur? What's the name of the Sefer? It's on the back page. Right. So what's the Sefer Al-Shur? What was his goal? He said, there's a world, an inner world inside of human beings, of greatness, of growth, etc. I cannot actually bring you into that world, but I can give you a glimpse. And hopefully you'll be able to join, you'll come in inside yourself. So Alei Shur, Rashi says in Chumash, means to get a sure lashon of a glimpse. So the women of Mitzrayim went to get a glimpse of Yosef as he's passing by. But I saw the Alei Shur. He says, I'm gonna give you a glimpse. So that's Chelek Aleph was very, he wrote it much more general. And the idea of, you really got to do this stuff yourself. I can't do it for you. Chelek Aleph came out like almost 30 years later. And at that point in time, people, needed more direct hadracha. So he changed his style. He wrote more direct hadracha. So he has, in Chelek Aleph, he has a section of Vadim, where he actually worked with a group of Talmidim. And he recorded what he said about the meetings. So they worked on different meters. So in the meter of Chesed, in the I think it's the ninth vav of the meters of Chesed. They were given assignments to work on, to grow in that area. And it was like I don't know, a few weeks between meetings. So suddenly it was a long-term process. He talks about Dan L'Chavsus under the meter of Chesed, and that reinforces what we're saying at first glance. So why is it called Tzedek? It should be called Chesed. Listen, Chesedus, beyond the letter of the law. So I'm in a situation, I have a close friend, a really close friend, you know, and I would like people to see him positively because I like him very much. And he's doing something publicly which at first glance really looks bad. So I say, you know what, I just hope everybody looks at this positively. They find a way to look at it in a positive way. Because I care about him, I want people to perceive him positively. Neutral is not our stance. People that I care about, I'm not neutral about them. I'm positive about them. I want to be positive about them. I want you to be positive about them, etc. The concept of the Dan L'Chavsus means that I should care enough about you that I want to find a way to look at you in a positive way. It's not, you know what, listen, it's not my job to judge. It looks bad, but who knows what, right? That's not the point. Because when my closest friend doesn't send me an invitation, it's that Mistama got lost in the mail. When my neighbor, which we've had some sketchy interfaces, says they're going to send me an invitation, never comes, you see, the guy's a big talker, right? What's the pshat? Because this person I like very much. So I have to assume Mistama that, you know, they really are a good person. This person, I don't think positively about them. So I'm going to judge them in an unfavorable way. So the Baruch Hu wants us to look at all of Klal Yisrael in a positive way. So if I see something which seems to be negative and I don't find a way to judge it positively, I'm not remaining parav. You know, I won't think about it. That's not enough. Because that sits there and plays a role. You need to find a way to turn it around and make a positive spin in it, because you should want to care to see him positive. The person down the chus, the root of it is, I want you to come out good, looking, smelling like a rose. But it's not, now, I might do that for my closest friends and relatives, but other people not. The Torah says, no, that's not how it works. So even the quote of the average person, you should want, to me it's Hasidus, to judge, you should want that. So why is it called Tzedek? So that explains why we're in the judgment seat at all. Why are we judging? Just don't judge at all. We need to judge. We need to judge positively because we need that this person should come out looking good. Why is it called Tzedek? Why does it say, like, you know, it's Chesed? Because again, it's like, so the Mishnah says, "Althodes Chavarcha Shetigilim Kamei," means, which we're saying means that never happens. So that's the truth. That from his vantage point, there might be a very positive thing. It's not Midas Chasidus. That's not wow. That's like a wild story. It's if you put all the factors together, you have no idea. And it's very possible that it's positive. So, yes, the way you do it, because you don't know how to do it, is you come up with what you can think of. which might be a funny hechatimsa, right? Somebody told me, like, you know, he went to he was visiting us. Family visiting a park, you know, met other people. They said, you know, let's get together for mincha. Be back here in this and this time. Comes back, only they showed up. Nobody else showed up. The other people asked them to come. Right, Group A was walking around. Group B said, you know, why don't we get together for mincha? Meet us here at this and this time. Group A comes back at that time, and the Group B is not there. So they went out of their way to fulfill this favor, and the other guy who asked for the favor is not there, right? So, like, I don't know. They had an emergency. They got lost. I mean, there's multiple explanations other than, oh my gosh, what chutz with these people? They asked me to, I slept and they weren't there. And I ended up missing mincha b'tzibur because of them, right? That's the, so you're going to be inclined to be negative because you're frustrated, right? You went out of your way to benefit somebody, and the result was the opposite. They took advantage of you. But taking advantage of you, we tend to get negative. Now, what's going on inside of our heads when we've been taken advantage of? People don't respect me. People don't understand my needs. People don't care about me. People think less of me. These are all self-statements. There's nothing to do with the other guy at all. So the first step to Dan Lechavstus, the Bali Musar say, you have to love yourself first before you can love somebody else. If you don't love yourself, you're not gonna love somebody else. So I can't see the positive. I'm hearing all these self, if I feel very comfortable with who I am, that I mean I'm not perfect, but I'm a good person, etc. And your opinion of me doesn't define myself. So the fact you took advantage of me doesn't hurt me as much. It says, the guy thinks he can just, you know, now, again, I'm not discussing a situation that's ongoing where a person should address and work out the issue of being taken advantage of. You're not a doormat. But assuming that's not, you never meet these people again. Oh, my gosh, look what they did to me. They took advantage of me. You don't know who they are. You know, they think negative of you. There's a lot of self-statements taking place. You know what? Yes, I missed mincha. That's beshared. I missed mincha. The Bereshit gave me an opportunity to grow, and that was what I needed right now more than getting the Heshmer Rabba. And the fact that they had some situation. Once I take myself out of the picture, I can judge them. It's much easier to judge them positively. So part of the, going back to the idea before, if I think positive about myself, I can think positive about them as well, because it doesn't hurt anymore. That woman on the bus was in a bad mood, so she's seeing everybody around her being puzzled. The Russia, deep down, is not happy with himself. So the Russia is going to see negative around him. So this mitzvah is, I can't see the other person and figure out how he's good until I can figure out how I like myself. Step number one. Now, well, I would, as much as I would like myself, I'm positive about myself, I'd like to be positive about him too. So, Mustafa, they had a very good reason why they weren't there. I walked away from the situation feeling good about myself, feeling good about them. But why is it called tzedek? Because, again, whatever I come up with might not be the reality. Fascinating question. Let me just finish this thought. There's a concept of we were talking about this before. You'll have to be mishanah because of Darkei Shalom. So the wife asked the husband, did you remember to go to the store for me? Yeah, of course, yeah. He said, you know what? The mice, I'm not coming home till another hour and a half, so I have time to run to the store. No, the teller I forgot. Right? What's going on over there? Because I'll say a lot of Mishnah because Dr. Shalom. What happens like this, when the wife hears that the husband did not go to the store, her issue isn't that the husband didn't go to the store, his issue is that her husband doesn't care about her because he didn't go to the store. So the problem isn't that he didn't go to the store, the problem is he's sending a message, I don't care about you. No, that's not true. He does care about her. He just forgot to go to the store. So if he tells her that he forgot, the words are true, but the message is false. If he tells her that he did go to the store, the words are false, but the message is true. That's Yolada Mishana. But let's say Taka doesn't care about his wife, right? He's just lying because he wants to avoid, you know, that's not fair to her. She has a right to know that her husband doesn't care about her. So the din of being Mishana Yadar Kisholim is only when the overall situation is emes, the details are not. That's the heter. The same thing over here. The details might not be true, but the overall concept that this person is a good person is true. So it's tzedek. I'm going to say, you know, he did something which seemingly is negative. You know what? I can figure out what to make it positive. It might not be the emes way to make it positive, but it does make a difference. Because the fact that it's something which is not negative, it's positive, is very, very possible that it is true. Either because there's more to the story, because something which I have no idea what happened, or because even if it's bad, but under the circumstances of who he is, that's not bad. That this person, that's not beyond his level of Bechira right now. So that's not where he's fighting his fight with the Yetzer. So there can be multiple ways where it can be true. I have no idea which one it is. So the actual story that I make up to allow myself to move on might not be true. The details might not be true, but the concept is true. That's why it's referred to as tzedek. It's not chesed. The same way when I look at myself, when I reach the point of having self-acceptance, I'm not a bad person. I ain't perfect. But overall, I'm a good person. I would like you to judge me as a good person. Now, the civic incident, I might have done something wrong. But if you're going to judge based on that I'm a bad person, that's false. The same way I want that for myself, I want that for you too. So even if this case might be true that he did something wrong, but if I'm going to judge him based on that, not that this was the one incident of bad, but therefore he's a bad person, that's false. That is false. That's not tzedek anymore. So therefore, judge it positively because the nature of what's going to happen is if you judge the situation negatively, you judge a person as a bad person. So the Torah calls that tzedek. So we need to judge to get that out of, to create the next step is not just the avoidance. I want the same way I like to people. I judge myself favorably. I want to judge you favorably. Now, there's some people who judge themselves negatively, right? And they find it very difficult to judge other people favorably also. I had a conversation with somebody recently. And like everything in the world is not good. And he was not solution-oriented. Because he's not happy with himself. So therefore, Rebbeim are bad, parents are bad, the yeshiva world is bad, the business world is bad, everything is bad, 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 bad. What was he saying? He's frustrated. She said, the yeshiva world is good. We're not communicating. That wasn't the problem. His problem isn't whether the yeshiva world is good or bad, or Rebbeim are good or bad, or his friends are good or bad, people are good or bad. The problem is he's frustrated with himself. So you have to hear what he's saying. And if you hear what he's saying, you can start working on how to help him. But he's going to judge the whole world. The Benares point of Russia means a person who's negative is going to judge the world negatively. Let's go back to number 7. So just number 7 is a famous story over there. The more says that that Rav Shimon Yochai and his son, Rav Elazar Rav Shimon, went into the cave. It's a serious armor, almost by Yitzhak Bermer. the page 9. So they went into the cave. They came out after 12 years. And after 12 years of purifying themselves in the world of just Torah mitzvahs, they were very frustrated with the path of people just engaged in mundane things. So Moshe says, wherever they looked, their eyes burnt everything. So the folk of Chazin, the Karbi, Vazar, people were plowing, people were planting. They've left Chayolim, you know, the world, the eternal world, and they're focusing on the physical world. Wherever they stared at was burnt up. You came out of the cave to destroy my world. Go back to your cave. Go back to your cave. They went back for another 12 months. Even the Rishayim only are judged to be put in Gehenna for 12 months, not more. So we're not worse than that. It's about skull of Umra to Miranaskim. Okay, go out. The Falka, they went out. So Belozer, the son, was still in this negative mood about people. And Rabbi Shimon would look at it and would burn, and Rabbi Shimon would fix it. So the Mor gives an example. The Mor says, "V'hani panim d'mal de Shabbat ochozah usabah to have a knocket tray medani asa b'roy bin hashmoshes." It's Erev Shabbos. It's close to Shabbos. This person is running, carrying two hadassim. Amalei hani l'amalocha. Why are you running the Erev Shabbos? You know, better thing to do with Erev Shabbos than running around with these hadassim. Amalei l'chovet Shabbos. Amalei tisle b'chad. One is enough. It says chakin eged zocher v'chakin eged shomer. Omer le Lebrei, so Rishimon said to Rabbi Lozer, Chazu kamach avivi mitzvahs al Yisrael, you see where that time. So what happened? Rabbi Lozer's eye was the eye of negative. He saw the ra, and he's right, he's not wrong. There's a lot of ra in the world, there's a lot of bad in the world, there's a lot of not positive in the world, there's a lot of things that are wrong, need to be fixed. Rabbi Shimon saw the toiv. So the combination of the two was balanced. So that's what's supposed to happen. The Rebbe, I can't ignore the fact that there's something that needs to be fixed. I need to point out to the Talmud that something needs to be fixed, etc. I have to find a way to do it, etc. But the indictment, I should indict the individual based on that, that's not true. So I see the tzad which needs to be corrected, and I also see the toiv. And from that vantage point, I see a real person. And then I can address it. So that's the Mor is saying that Rav Shimon had reached that clarity that, you know, the Rabbi Leff was saying, of seeing a person in full technicolor, as the saying goes, right? Okay.